Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It is a Ganga Jang and the Aussie Classic, The Sounds of Then. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It's 5:07. It's black as the ace of spades outside. And another stinking hot day coming up. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I certainly did have a walk in the afternoon and with the better half. And I can tell you that it was one of those ones where it was so humid. You know, if anyone wears glasses, you know when the sweat drips down the inside of your glasses? Yes, anyway, we were very expectant about showers and storms yesterday, and nothing. Anyway, more of the same on the way today. They're talking about our conditions today being partly cloudy, just with a medium chance of showers and storms. Hope we get something. More likely in the afternoon and evening and up to about 32. Now, for the boaties today, there will be southwesterly winds early, but as the day goes on, they will shift to the northeast, about 10 to 15 knots. Making news, of course, homeowners will be interested in this one, whether you're buying or selling. Figures out today, home values in Australia fell 6.5% last year, and Sydney's median house price is set to slip below the $1 million mark in the next 6 months, a milestone it cracked in 2015, if prices continue to fall at their current rate. House prices in the Harbour City fell 3.2% over the December quarter, and 9.9% over the year. That's the biggest annual drop of all the capital cities to 1.062 million, according to the Domain Property Group's quarterly house price report. Locally, gee, we led the national news yesterday for all the wrong reasons. Gee, this is an awful story. An elderly woman and her son drowned in a vehicle submerged in the river at Smithtown yesterday. Further details coming up with Lee this morning. Police have been told the vehicle was travelling on Croads Esplanade at Smithtown about 15 k's northeast of Kempsey when it left the road and went into the water about 10 past 11 yesterday. You just cannot believe that. And our thoughts are with the family concerned, and further details coming up with Lee this morning on that one. Just awful. Also, due to an increasing number of landholders reporting wild rabbit impacts on their land, the North Coast Local Land Services will be helping landowners coordinate the release of a rabbit disease virus across numerous sites in the region over the coming months. And again, details coming up with Lee on that one. In sport, Sydney Super Mayor Winks has been named joint winner of the Longines World's Best Racehorse Award in London. And in the tennis, how good was it yesterday? Quarterfinals now into the, semi-finals now. The Joker up against Puy, the Frenchman. I thought he was gone in the first set. He was unbelievable, that kid. And also Sipsis, Tsitsipas, I always muck that poor bloke's name up, the Greek kid, up against Nadal and in the women's. Pliskova up against Osaka and Kvitova up against Collins. So they are the four that are left in the men's and the women's. In the cricket, the Scorchers take on the Thunder. That's a late one coming from Perth about 9:40 tonight. Locally in sport, in racing tomorrow, gee, it's the big one. The $60,000 Panthers put Macquarie Queen of the North tomorrow to be run over 1,200 metres. A race for fillies and mares sees a field of 12 face the starter at 4:55 with the Johnny Sprague train, Shelley Beach Road, the top weight with 62.5 kilos. On the show today, plenty happening as usual on a Thursday. Coming up, of course, we'll catch up with Bluey's, his substitutes off the bench, the Wormer, with where the fish are biting today. We'll catch up with him after 6. After 7, talking about the tennis, there's a lot of Greek restaurants in Melbourne, huge Greek community, and they are backing Tsitsipas and have named a souvlaki after the young bloke. Now, I'm putting it out there for us today to come up with a food we can name after Ash Barty. I know she's gone out of the comp now, but she's been our most successful Aussie. What could we name after the Barty? Is it the Barty Burger? I don't know. We'll open the phone lines and take your nominations on what food could we name after Ash Barty. If the Greeks are going to take a souvlaki for their player, what are we going to get for Ash Barty? What type of food? What are you thinking? Anyway, we'll open the phone lines up after 7. Also this morning, catching up with Wayne Evans, Sailability on Australia Day at the Port Macquarie Hastings area. It's a great fundraiser for them. They do terrific work with people with disabilities. And you can get the best seat in the house for all the aqua activities on Australia Day in the Hastings River. We'll talk to Wayne Evans about that a little later on in the morning. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel on offer today again. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Sharon Tate, Misha Barton and soccer genius Luis Suarez. We'll talk about access all areas. Only Triple M Club members can win. Who would you pick? The Chili Peppers? You know, would you like to go and see Kiss? What about Nickelback? Well, the choice is yours. Only Triple M Club members can win. And Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past five. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cactus coming up.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
What's truth, brother Tanya Plibersexy? I'm always amazed by this Skype thing.
Oh, yes, Bill. Oh, here's your British Labour Party counterpart, Jeremy Corbyn Blimey, on screen now.
What the f***? It's 3 a.m.
That's funny. It's morning tea time here.
Oh, God, it's the BBC. Bill Bloody Curly. Hang on till I cover up the missus. Climate change has got a lot to answer for.
And now we're hooked up with our American brother too, Bernie Sandman.
Who the hell is this? It's 8 p.m. I just got to sleep. Oh, never mind. I need a pee now anyway.
This is Bill with you, Bernie. Could you please cover up your wife too?
Oh, sorry. We gave away our blankets to the White House so Donald could sweep more dirt under them.
What do you want, Bill, apart from an international clock?
Well, I thought I'd throw together this impromptu think tank to congratulate ourselves on leading the mammoth left-wing resurgence across the Western world. And to coordinate our tactics henceforth, and to... Oh, come on, guys, show some enthusiasm. You too, Tanya.
What?
What? It's all right for you to be exuberant, young Bill. You're just a boy in your 50s.
Yeah, but I'm pushing 70, and look at Bernie. Even his liver spots have got liver spots.
Oh, you're not old, brothers. Age is nothing but lots of youth put together. Experience is our fountain of youth, and together we'll bring equality and fairness to this apathetic brothel of a world.
Oh, go, Bill!
Together we'll overthrow the right-wing thugs who thieve off foes without two farthings to rub together. Together we'll thwart the unethical, ruthless wealthy to further the wealth of the thousands without. What say you, brothers? Brothers?
What was that? I was in the bathroom.
Sorry. The wife got frisky.
Oh, what's the use? I don't care if it is unethical to punch old people. Oh, my hand. Oh.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, and we have the Wormer coming off the bench. And remember to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Wormer.
Morning, Strawny.
Now, you thought you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning because the wind was blowing the wrong way. Is that right?
That's right. I nearly fell over. I didn't have to lean into it.
And the nor'easter, we've got to say, wasn't as bad as what we thought yesterday. Hutto told me it wouldn't be, but I thought... No, he wouldn't know more than the Bureau. He did! It wasn't that bad, Wormer.
No, it was quite good. And actually, it was quite nice on the beaches yesterday.
All right. What about today? We're just on the bottom of the tide now. I know you love your rising tide on the morning when the fish are biting, and they're big tides, the morning tides at the moment too. Where do you think we should go?
We might sneak out to the beaches today. There were some pretty good results yesterday. There was a few tailor caught. So I know you love your tailor.
Oh, give them to the mother-in-law.
So we might sneak out of the beaches, find some nice green water,
yeah,
and or blue water, and to take a pilly or two and see if we can catch some of them. Very good, Taylor.
Okay. Taylor on pillies. Gee, I tell you what, you had better improve your game before we get into tomorrow. Well, Taylor. That's shocking. Fair dig.
You've got to cook them right.
They
were a very sad fisherman out there yesterday afternoon. I was talking to him.
Yeah.
Who's caught a few of these, Taylor, but he caught a really nice brim.
Well, that's good.
He sat it up. Well, he sat it near his bucket and went down to throw the line in again and looked around the big sea eagle sitting on the sandhill with his brim.
Oh, no. There's the old expression, Wormer, cover your bucket.
Yeah, he should have covered, yeah.
Oh, no.
He sat it near his bucket and as soon as he looked around, the big fella was in the sandhills with it.
Yeah, there you go, a big sea eagle. Crikey.
Yeah, and didn't have fish and chips with it either. Didn't have chips with it.
So he was left with a stinking tailor and lost his good brim.
Yeah.
Gee, I tell you what, Wormer, that's tough. What about looking into the weekend? Both days, we've got the long weekend this weekend. Look like they're going to be really hot, like 38 degrees in the inland areas. I've seen some good bass photos, too, over the last week or so, Wormer. So I know we've got the weed on the beach, but as you say, with the bigger tides, hopefully it's slowly we're getting rid of it. But even the bass fishermen, they'd be looking good into the weekend.
They would be, yeah, up the Maclay, and that there's some nice water up that way too at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, the only thing is, if you're like me, sometimes, and Taylor Tab would be laughing all the way to the bank, but those tree bass, sometimes when you have to swim across and get them out of the tree branches, it's not a lot of fun, you know.
No, it's not. No. I used to catch a lot of bass when I was younger.
Yeah. Aren't they a great fish? I mean, you know, when they flick the lure with the tail, if you're on those using the surface poppers, and they jump in the air, and just a magnificent fish to catch.
Yeah, I used to just drag along behind the canoe with some crickets.
Okay.
And the old black garden cricket.
Old black garden cricket, there you go.
And they loved them.
Yeah, cicadas too, don't they? Love them. And talking about the cricket too, I went to bed early, but you stayed up and watched the Thunder last night. They were good?
The Sixers. Sixers, yeah, they were good. They showed they were a team to be out there. It was the Hurricanes they were beaten. They beat them easy. They weren't even in the same game, the Hurricanes.
Yeah, and Test cricket we've got this afternoon, Wormer, from 2, the day-nighter, the Test with Sri Lanka from Brisbane.
Yeah, that should be a good game. We'll see how these young blokes go.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got to give them time to gel a bit and to get used to the big environment. Partly cloudy in Brisbane and 34 for the cricket today. It's currently about 25, and you imagine the humidity will be about 1,005% up there, Wormer, too.
Oh, yeah. And we've got to give the young blokes a go because our older blokes, like, all right, they're not winning. So we lose with a couple of younger blokes, but they're learning.
That's for sure. And we are hopefully teaching a fishing lesson out there today. The wind in the south, it's confusing the Wormer, but he's saying to get out the beaches for a tailor on pillies. Wormer, have a great day.
Same to you, Strawny. Thanks, Strawny. 6 a.m.
heart starter. Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Alec Baldwin has pleaded guilty to harassment and agreed to take, quote, anger management classes over his parking spot blow-up with a Manhattan motorist. Baldwin, who is 60, pleaded guilty to a second-degree harassment and violation charge and will pay a $120 US fine. A Hollywood A-lister is heading into the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or at least according to Network 10. In an innuendo-heavy clue, the next contestant seems to be all but confirmed to be a star of the US daytime soap, our favourite, The Bold and the Beautiful. Or can it be Brooke? And a very Potter musical starts tonight at 7 at Panthers. We caught up with the young cast earlier in the week. The Harry Potter-themed show is raising money for the Starlight Foundation and Accessible Adventures. Here's Billy Axford with more.
So it's a bit of a mash-up of all the books. Follows Harry's second year. However, it's got, like, Professor Quirrell from first year. Sort of goes into the tournament from Goblet of Fire. So, yeah, there's bits and pieces. There's a couple of secret surprises in there. It's character developments you wouldn't expect.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's
Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 30 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Two bodies have been removed from a vehicle submerged in the Maclay River at Smithtown. Police have been told it was travelling along Croads Esplanade just after 11 a.m. yesterday when it left the road and entered the water. A rescue operation was commenced and the bodies of an adult male and adult female recovered from the sedan late in the afternoon. A report will be prepared for the coroner. A heads-up, double demerits come into force at midnight tonight for the Australia Day long weekend. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Karen Webb says they'll be targeting drink driving and speeding on the mid-north coast's roads, while boat users are also in the spotlight.
We're certainly cautioning people to not ruin anyone else's fun, and as a consequence, we'll be making sure that people are not acting in an antisocial manner or dangerously, and we'll be out there to make sure that everyone has an enjoyable day.
Statewide Eyesight Preschooler Screening, or STEPS, coming to Port Macquarie today. It's aimed at children starting school this year, looking to make sure they start with every opportunity to excel. Local STEPS coordinator Wendy Mutton says it's not too late to get in.
Registered nurses will be at Port Community Health in Moreton Street. I still have some appointments available early between 9 and 9:15, or a bit later between 11 and 12, or they may even show up briefly between 9 and 12 for a 15-minute eye check, but preferably ring.
Call the local health district to book and gain more information. And a parent awareness campaign is set to highlight the benefits of participating in preschool. Evidence shows that children who have access to a quality early childhood education start school better equipped with the skills needed to succeed. The campaign's being rolled out from this month onwards, focusing on interaction with peers as well as expert local staff. Now to sport. It's all on the line this weekend when the grand final of the Premier Cricket League T20 final goes ahead. It's Northern Conference winner Macquarie versus Southern Conference winner Wingham. Starring for Macquarie will be the likes of captain Josh Hyde, alongside fellow all-rounders Chris Cole, Ethan Hyde and Luke Boxall. Wingham's captain Michael Reese has been the star of this season's competition though, ranked number one with a strike rate of over 300. The big clash will go ahead at Oxley Oval in Port Macquarie, the first ball bowled at 1 p.m. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light southwesterly wind blast producing really clean conditions on the open beaches and most of our southern corners. And the open beaches are worth a look this morning because that swell is out of the southeast. Open beaches attracting all the wave size with waves around that 2 to 3 feet mark. I think those waves will improve as that day goes on also. The poor old southern corners are missing out on most of the wave action. Southern corners have waves around that 1 to 1.5 feet. We did have a low tide around 5:30 this morning, so as that tide starts to come in, those waves, as I said, will improve. We do have a high tide around noon today and the water temperature is still in around 19 to 20 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast. Coming up after 7, we're talking your suggestions for a food we can name after Ash Barty. Sister Pass has his souvlaki. What are we going to name after Ash? I don't know. We'll throw the phone lines open after 7. Ebony Eyes there, the great Bob Welsh at 9 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo, direct from the newsroom, 15 metres down the hallway. I heard him running up the hallway. G'day, Lee. How are you going?
G'day. I'm very good, very good. Right. Galloping up, still catching my breath, but we're here now.
We're here now. We're ready to go. What are they saying there today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, New South Wales party drugs crisis laid bare, chain of fools. From two brazen dealers to six young users and alleged trafficker, the ugly layers of New South Wales festival drug nightmare have been exposed in court. The series of separate hearings came amid fresh warnings of more overdose deaths yesterday, just days before one of the scene's biggest weekends of the year. Full coverage inside the paper there. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, they're leading with deepest housing plunge in decades. Sydney's median house price fell by almost $120,000 in the past year as the city faces its steepest property downturn in decades, new figures show. House prices dropped 9.9% over the year to December, according to the latest Domain House Price Report. As well as that, Afterpay exploits electoral roll data. The confidential electoral roll data of more than 16 million Australians is being used by buy now, pay later providers, debt collectors, betting agencies and marketing firms to identify individual consumers. And point of honours, Labor seeks awards equality. A Labor government would introduce a gender target into Australia's honours system to boost the number of female recipients and resolve unequal representation in the awards.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Certainly is a mouthful there today. Now, locally with you, we're dealing with this awful accident at Smithtown yesterday, and our condolences go out to the family. Just terrible. What do you say?
What can you say? Yeah, it really is a tragedy. This all happened yesterday morning in Smithtown. A sedan leaving Croads Esplanade just after 11 a.m. and plunging into the Macleay River. Two people were in the vehicle, an adult male and an adult female. Their bodies were not recovered until late in the afternoon. No details on their identity are currently available. The operation continued and the vehicle was now being salvaged, with forensic police meanwhile called in to work on the scene. So, as we say, tragedy there. All thoughts to their family. We're hearing that it's an elderly man and an elderly woman.
All right, thank you, Lee. Further details coming up as they come to hand in the Triple M newsroom. And with sport, of course, getting ready for the big one tomorrow, the Queen of the North worth $60,000. Wow.
Not bad.
So the racing fans are getting ready for that one tomorrow. Thank you, Lee. Heading off back to the newsroom, it's Triple M. Triple M right across the coast. It's Trotty Fabrecki. I'm a believer. Yes, we are. It is 11 past 7. And we are looking at something we can name after Ash Barty. Sistapas has his own souvlaki, the young Greek bloke, at a very flash Melbourne restaurant. What can we name after Ash? She got to the quarterfinals, 13-27-10. G'day, Graham in Port. I've got two Grahams on the line. I'll get a Graham in Port first. G'day, Graham. What's your suggestion?
Mate, she's on the kids' menu. She's the Barty Pies and Mash.
Barty Pies and Mash. The kids' menu. I like it. Good on you, champion. Okie dokie. We go out to Graham in Laurieton. G'day, Graham. What's your suggestion?
Barty barbecued beef.
Barty barbecued beef. I like that one too, Graham. Thank you very much. One from the Facebook site. I can tell you, Phil... says, what about the Barty Smarty? The Barty Smarty. I like that one, Phil. Email from John from Southwest Rocks. Strawny, given she's a tennis player, what about the Ash Smash Pavlova? Oh, yes, John. Smash Pavlova, the Ash Smash. That is very good, considering we've got Australia Day coming up on Saturday. Also, Jenny from Dunbogan. Strawny, what about the Barty Burger? Given she went out in the quarters, it could be a quarter pounder with a, quote, serve of fries. You're very good out there, you, Bob. I like that. A serve of fries.
Strawny for breakfast.
All around Australia, all around the mid-north coast, a big day coming up. On Australia Day Saturday, where it's rumoured to be 38 degrees. One of the great things you can do on the Mid-North Coast is get on our waterways. Now, Australia Day in the Port Macquarie-Hastings area have a huge day of aquatic activities, and it helps out a great charity called Sailability. And from Sailability, I've got Wayne Evans to tell us what is actually going on. Wayne, first up, thanks very much for coming in. And look, I love hearing your stories. Just explain what Sailability is about, and can you tell me just one great story of someone that's been lit up by experiencing sailing where they would never have had the chance before?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, listeners, and good morning. Yes, well, we've got people that we take out up to 60 on a Wednesday, ranging in age from 9 to 97.
With 9 to 97. Degrees, yeah, that's fantastic.
I call her my girlfriend and my wife doesn't mind. She's glad to get rid of me. But they're beautiful people. And one in particular is a young girl who had difficulty at school because of her medical condition. And she lost interest about Wednesday, Thursday and Friday were completely out of order. She started to come down to saleability on a Wednesday morning, and her mother reported that she liked it so much and she settled back into the school and a teacher had talked to her. She not only went to school for the full 5 days of the week, but her grades improved dramatically, particularly in one subject. We have one fellow who comes down, and he's been there for about 2 years. When he first came, he would just lie on the ground and kick and wave his arms around uncontrollably. And we got great delight only before Christmas when we saw his carer running after him. Now, I'm not saying that's saleability, but we hope that we contribute towards whatever programs have been put in place to assist these people. We volunteers love it because we see that there are so many of these cases where people get so much out of saleability. We've got one lady there who lost her sight in a tragic car accident. And as you know, barnacles are very difficult to get off boats. She's very difficult to get off a boat, so I refer to her as Barnacle or Barnacle Bum. And, of course, I walk past and say, good morning, Barnacle, and she said, hello, Wayne. And she gets out on the water and takes over the
Isn't
control of the yacht to the verbal instructions of the skipper.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yep. It,
just giving people something that excites them, something you just got to look for, something that fans are passionate and, and makes them want to get up in the morning.
Yep.
Good on you. Okay, now to the helping side of things, Australia Day, going out and watching the activities from the water is just one of the great things you can do. Tell us about how where we can get tickets and what vessels are available that are helping you out to help saleability.
Firstly, and with respect, Mark, if I might correct, that it is wonderful to watch it. I've never done it, but I understand it's even more wonderful to be part of it.
Mm.
And to enjoy the hospitality of the commercial vessels, both... the port jets have provided Discovery too, and Dave Lazarus with Port Adventure has provided Port Adventure. They're free of charge, and any monies that is paid comes back to saleability, and for that we're particularly grateful.
Isn't that fantastic?
But the joy for the people not only is to be able to assist the charity, but also to be part of it. These vessels will be dressed up, they'll be in the flotilla, and I would think that being on the water with a... forecast temperature of 38 degrees, if one can, if one can believe weather forecasters, it would be much better even on the water than standing on the shore.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So, if they contact Port Adventures quickly, 0434 393 199, Port Jet Cruise Adventures 0414 897 444. The numbers are available. I've left a brochure out in the office. We would be so grateful for any support. And the more numbers not only assist us monetarily, but they add to the atmosphere of the day.
Of course they do.
It's nothing better, as you've seen from the water, Mark, these the the jet boat with those nippers on, jogging around to the music, and people on the boats waving streamers, it really comes alive.
It certainly does. Or just head down to the wharf. I'm sure they'll accommodate you there. Good on you, Wayne. Great story. Great to see saleability going so well. And I will see you on the water.
Thank you indeed. Look forward to it. And thank you for the opportunity. Bye.
Strawny.
And tickets are $15 if you'd like to go. On Australia Day, it's going to be quite a sight on the Hastings River and help out saleability. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strotty for Brekkie. The great Richard Clapton, Girls on the Avenue. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's see if Jimmy from Port Macquarie can get the cash this morning. G'day, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Strawny. Very well.
That's the way. What are you up to today, Jim?
Mate, off to work.
Off to work. Away you go. All right. Let's try and put $1,000 in your skyrocket, Jim. Thanks to Jerome and the team at 40 Winks. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Number 17, please, bud.
Number 17. All right. Come on, number 17 for Jim. Number 17. Number 17. Oh, it's just gone past. Jim lands on, I'm sorry to say, the number 4. can't give you the cash, Jim, but end of the month, which is only a matter of days away, Christy does the next big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Really appreciate the call. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Tony.
Good on you, buddy. Now, birthdays today. I can tell you that we have a happy 70th birthday today going out to Wilma Jordan. Good on you, Wilma. From your family and friends, have a great day. Also to Yvonne Howard of Port Macquarie. We want you to have a great day today, Yvonne, as well. Now, I've got to make an apology for yesterday. We had, a birthday come in and I've put it in the wrong day. And I know that I'm just kicking myself, really kicking myself, because it was Ray McKinnon's birthday yesterday. I think he was, is it 7-3, Ray? Well, you're 73. Now, when Ray rings me, right, from up at the back of Warhope there, because of the phone reception, I never forget it when Ray rings me. He has to get into a cupboard to ring me, right? He fairly has to get into a cupboard. So anyway, thank you very much, Ray, for all your support over the years, and I hope you had a great day yesterday. And I'm sure all the family, Carol and the rest of the family, would have absolutely spoilt you yesterday for your 73rd birthday. Good on you, Ray. All the very best. Now, also, there is another birthday that I've got to talk about. My son, Alex, came into the world on this day 29 years ago. Now, at this time, I was sitting nervously in the old Port Macquarie Base Hospital. We got into the hospital, I think, about 6, and at 10:52, he made an appearance. And I tell you what, you have no idea how old I feel today, knowing that my son is 29 today. To all the birthdays today, we say have a great day. And you are sharing your birthdays with the likes of Sharon Tate, Misha Barton and soccer genius Luis Suarez, all born on January 24.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country. After 9 on 131 873, it's Hall and Oates there and Man Eater.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads and Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Just spoke to Paul at the Port Macquarie Airport. All good with QF2165, your QantasLink flight, 1010 out of Port Macquarie. She'll get you into Sydney just before midday today. Morning showers and drizzling up to 26 degrees in the harbour city today. Currently 22 with a little southwesterly blowing to about 15 kilometres per hour. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here she is bounding in through the door. Christy, good morning.
Hello. Are you feeling old, Strawny?
I am feeling very old today because, it's my son's birthday today.
Young Alex Strawn.
29 years ago, I was up at the old base hospital with Deb and he arrived at 10:52.
So in a couple of hours.
29 years ago. I can't believe it.
You're going to call him at 10:52? So you were born 29 years ago.
I've already put up an embarrassing photo of him on social media.
Gosh, he was a cutie. What happened to him, though?
Oh, okay. Good idea. He's going to have you'll have a good day today. I tell you what, I've got to talk to you about, Tsitsipas, the Greek tennis player.
Yes.
Is just, everyone loves him. And they've named a souvlaki after him at a famous Melbourne restaurant. We did the phoner this morning. I don't know if you heard, just after 7 on what are we going to, a dish to create for Ash Barty. And we had a couple of really good ones come through.
I heard one for Barty pies instead of party pies.
Party pies. The other one is so obvious, Ash Browns.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what about this one, Ash Bartatoes?
He likes potatoes. I do like mashed potatoes.
And the other one was a Barty Smarty.
Oh, nice.
Barty Smarty. And what was the other one we had? It was really good. A lady rang in and said, given that she went out in the quarterfinals, you could have the Barty Burger, which is a quarter pounder, with a serve of fries. And the other one, John from Southwest Rock, says, what about the Ash Smash Pavlova?
Oh. You know what? I feel like these people need to win the actual food that they came up with.
That took us very good.
So Barty pies and...
Barty pies. Barty pies. All right, come on, what's happening today?
All right, well, the Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon. Zumba dance classes are on today at 10 o'clock in the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. Kendall Bazaar at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2. And Lifeline Mid-North Coast are offering volunteer opportunities. So if you want to help sort through clothing, rearrange shelves and the like, get along and just volunteer for an hour or half an hour and they'll allocate some jobs to you. But would you believe it, Johnny? Studies show that people who volunteer are happier and live longer. So that's probably why you're so happy, because you must volunteer.
I do a bit of volunteering, yeah. The best expression I've ever heard in my life, if you, no matter what you're doing, if you want to feel good, go and do something for someone else.
Exactly. So that's go along and help the Lifeline Mid-North Coast.
They do great work, Lifeline.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, that's it for us today. Now, if you missed any part of the show, like your very funny calls about a food, we had to name a dish after Ash Barty, after Tsitsipas, the Greek young bloke has had, well, the Melbourne restaurant, very fancy restaurant, has their own souvlaki now named after him, the young bloke, Stefano. We had to think up something for Ash Barty, and I do like, there were so many good ones sent in by our Triple M listeners. Thank you very much. I do like Ash Brown's, but I did like the one about the Barty burger too. Because she reached the quarterfinals, it is a quarter pounder, and it comes with a serve of fries, but Ash potatoes as well. Yeah, you're very clever. If you want to catch all our calls and emails about the Ash Barty tennis food, just head to the catch-up page today. Yes, it is all there. Now, on the show tomorrow, as usual, we'll give you our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend, and there are lots of nominations this weekend as well. And I'll also run through the lineup and the times and what times the gates open and what time the bands are on for Under the Southern Stars. Caleb's got more tickets to give away on the Arvo show again today. They are like liquid gold. Another couple of hundred dollars worth of tickets to give away. Hoodoo Gurus, UMI, Eskimo Joe, the Super Jesus, Brizzy, British India, the Getaway Plan and Scott Darlow. It's Sunday at Westport Park in Port Macquarie. I'll run through the timeline for that so you can see your favourite artist. Also tomorrow, your last chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and John Michael Hollywoodhausen will have all the entertainment goss. That and more coming up tomorrow, thanks to my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club, where I saw Bobby driving the bus yesterday. Remember the courtesy bus when it's hot?
Hold your head high.
Give the club a call, 6583-1133. Whatever you're doing, have a great Thursday.
That money can't buy.